Well, in today's reading section, we're going to deal with a very interesting topic, that is food cultures. Food cultures, 食文化. Activity 1. How much do you know about foods around the world? Make a list of countries and foods.我们都知道意大利呢它著名的食物呢是 pizza 那么你还知道不知道其他国家和它相关的食物呢好我们来看看这几个比如说 Japan Sushi 这是寿司 Russia Borscht这是俄罗斯的罗宋汤或者叫甜菜汤实际上里面呢就是说有好多蔬菜 India Curry Curry 指的是咖喱食品 England Fish and chips America Hamburgers and hot dogs Hot dogs 我们说是热狗Now let's come to the passage. Food cultures. My name is Tony. I'm from England and I teach English in China. A friend from England wrote me recently. She said she had been to a restaurant. 那么我的一位英国朋友啊最近给我写了一封信。她说啊她去了一个餐馆。I noticed she said I ate, not we ate.从这封信当中我注意到啊他是说我吃了什么什么而没用我们吃了什么什么 It made me think about differences in food cultures between China and Western countries 那么这件事呢就使我想起了中国和西方国家在这个食文化方面的一些差异注意这里面有一个 made me think 使某人做某事我们可以说 make somebody do 比如说 you can't make me go 你不能让我走啊，你无法让我走注意 make 后面在接动词的时候动词前面不能有 to 要接一个不带 to 的动词原形 what made you change your mind 什么使得你呢改变了主意了注意 made you change 好我们来看这个例句 His parents made coffee for us to drink 他父母呢给我们煮了咖啡让我们大家喝这里面我们说 make 后面呢在接动词的时候前面有了个 to 这是啊 make 在这里头不像上几句 make 表示使某人做某事 make 在里表示生产制造做什么什么的时候那么后面再加动词，动词前一定要有 to， 请同学们注意分辨。Difference 是差异、区别。What's the difference between an ape and a monkey？ 猿人和猴子之间的区别是什么？注意什么什么和什么的区别。我们往往说 the difference between 什么什么 and 什么什么。There's a big difference in age between the two boys. 那么这两个孩子呢在年龄上有着非常大的差异或者是区别。这里头在某方面我们往往用介词 in, 就如同我们文章当中就是在食文化方面注意这要用 in. In England, your food is brought to you on your own plate.那我们都知道在英国呢吃饭的时候呢就是说你的食物往往是放在你的这个盘子里给你送上来的 You usually eat it yourself 而且往往都是自己吃 Ordering the wrong thing can be a problem 点错了菜可是要成问题的啦注意 ordering the wrong thing 这是动词的 ing 形式在句中它引导的一个短语在句中做主语请同学们注意如果动词或动词短语在句中做主语的时候一定不能用动词原形要把这动词变成 ing 形式我们再看两个例句 Reading English aloud is helpful to you 也就是说朗读英语对你来说非常有帮助。那么我们说啊，朗读英语要说 reading English。再有 drinking milk every day is good to your health， 每天喝牛奶对你身体非常有好处。For example, something might sound nice on the menu. 比如说这个有些东西在这个菜单上你听起来可能特别的好听。那么吃起来呢，我们来看看。When it comes to your table, you might find the combination of flavors is wrong. You don't like it, or it isn't what you wanted. 但是当这道菜给你端上桌子来的时候呢，你可能会发现啊，这个整个里面混杂的这些个佐料呢，可能就不对劲儿了。你要么不喜欢，要么呢就不是你想要的。Yet, what you ordered is yours, and you have to do your best to eat it. 然而，你所点的东西呢，就是你的了，所以你得尽力把它吃掉啊。这里有个短语是do one's best to do, 或者是 try one's best to do, 表示尽力做某事。比如说 ,it doesn't matter if you fail, just do your best. 就如果你没成的话没关系，尽力吧。那么如果说尽力做某事，别忘了加 to。I did my best to help him. 我已经尽力帮助他了。Here in China, the question is not what will I have? It is rather what will we have? 那么在中国呢，我们这样问问题，就是说在中国啊，不是这样说，就是说我吃些什么呀，而是说成我们吃些什么，有什么区别吗？好，我们首先来看看 rather 的用法。比如说 I find her books rather dull, 这个 rather 表示非常十分很，有点类似 very 的用法。I would rather play tennis than swim. 请同学们注意 would rather 什么什么 than 什么什么，它表示宁愿做这件事而不愿意做那件事。也就是说我呢这个打网球胜过游泳。注意 would rather do than do. Rather can also be used to express an opposite opinion.那么我们来看看这个解释，他说啊 rather 还可以用来表示一种对立的这个这么一种观点。我们举个例子，比如说 No, I'm not tired. Rather, the opposite in fact. 啊我不累啊，我一点都不累。相反啊，然而它正好相反，或者事实它正相反，也就是说我不累，精神着呢。所以我们这里头句子呢，他就说不是这个，然而却是另外一种，这是接近最后一种解释。Friends order food to share, not to eat separately. 那么朋友们在一起点菜是为了共同分享的，而不是各自吃各自的。Separately 表示分开的，这个独自的。My friends know what I like to eat.If I don't like what they order, it isn't a problem because there are other dishes I can choose from. 那么如果我不喜欢他们点的菜的话，这也不成问题，因为还有其他道菜我可以选择呀。我们来看一看这里面I can choose from 实际上相当于 choose fromother dishes. 所以同学们在这个用这样的句子的时候，不要把后面的介词拉掉。我们再看一个句子，比如说这就是他曾经住过的房子，我们一定要说成 This is the house he once lived in. 这个 in 不能删掉。或者是 They are the children we like to look after. 他们就是我们喜欢照顾的孩子们。注意 after 也不能去掉。The meal is not for one, but for many to enjoy. 那么这顿饭不是为一个人准备的，而是说为许多人大家分享的。I remember when I took two Chinese friends who had just arrived in England out to eat. 我还记着啊，有一次呢，我 带着两个中国的朋友呢，这个出去吃饭。那么这两个人呢是刚刚到英国的。We had lunch at a village inn where the food was very good. 那么我呢，这个我们呢在这个在一家小店里呢吃了午饭。这家小店呢，里面所供应的食物啊确实特别特别好。They wanted to share each dish. 那么这两个中国朋友呢就想互相的分享，因为他想吃点他的，他想吃点对方的。If we had been in China, we could have been so. We could have done so. But in England, it isn't polite to eat from each other's plate. 那么如果我们要是在中国的话，我们可以这样做。但是在英国，那么就是说你去拿对方的盘子里的东西去吃，这可不是有礼貌的表现啊。好，我们来看这个用法。如果我们在中国的话，我们可以这样做。这个实际上是对当时的一个这个事实的一个虚拟或者是一个假设，因为事实是我们当时没在中国，所以我们就不能这样做。所以这是一种虚拟语气的用法。那么虚拟语气呢，不要求同学们在初中掌握，但是要求同学们稍微了解一下。虚拟语气的要求啊，就是说如果对过去的事实的一种虚拟或一种假设的话，那么在 if 从句我们往往要求用过去完成时态，也就是 had done。 那么在主句呢，我们可以用 could 或者是 would 或者是 might 后面用 have done。 我们来看几个例句。 If I had known her phone number, I would have called her yesterday. 就是昨天我要是知道她电话号码的话，我就会给她打电话了。那么事实上呢，昨天我也不知道他电话号码，所以我也没给他打成。注意，这个是 had known， 后面是 would have called。 Another one， If I had met him before， I would have talked to him。 如果我以前见过他的话，我就会和他这个聊天了，会和他说话了。那么事实上我以前也没见过他，所以我也没跟他说话。Also, different flavors may not go well together. 这个 go together， 我们说它表示相配或者是调和。那么不同的这个佐料呢，它也可能是在一起呢也不匹配。所以就是说，你吃那个人的这个东西和你的这个东西混在一起，可能不会是个味道。In England, restaurant menus often describe food.Like it's something new. Like, 就是说在英国呀，它这个餐馆里的这个菜单呢，往往把这个食物呢描写成这个是新出来的。Sometimes the name and appearance of food is more important than how good it is. 有时候呢，它比较注重这个，比如说这道菜的名称或者是这道菜的外表，那么他呢这个注重这个呢更胜过呢这道菜到底是这个就是说这道菜的这个真正的这个质量如何。 In China, it's my feeling that a dish is a dish. 那么对于作者来说啊，他说在中国啊，我的感觉呢是这个一道菜就确实这个是一道菜。It comes just as it is. 那么这道菜来了，就像它菜单上描写的那样。It is a combination of ingredients cooked in a special way. What you see is what you get. 那么它实际上呢是，就是说几种不同的原料呢放在一起呢，这个用一个非常特殊的方式来进行这个组合的，或者是来进行这个我们说炒也好蒸也好，那么你所看到的实际上就是你所吃到的。 My English friends think that I now prefer the Chinese way of eating. 那么我的朋友呢都觉得呢我现在好像更喜欢中国的这个吃的这些方式了。 They say that I am going native. 什么叫 going native 呢？我们看看 If a person who is in a foreign country goes native, they begin to live and dress like the people who live there. 实际上它表示过当地人的生活，有点类似我们说的入乡随俗。我们来看个例句。The first man they sent abroad went native, took a wife and never came back. 他们送出出国的那个第一个人呢，这个就是说已经都入乡随俗了，比如说娶了个妻子，然后就再也没回来。In Scotland, he tried to go native by wearing a kilt. 在苏格兰啊，他穿上有褶的短裙，打算过一过当地人的生活，这叫 go native. Perhaps they are right. 也许他们说的对吧。好，我们来看看这一课当中出现了几个名词性从句。我们来看 ,You don't like it, or it isn't what you wanted. 你不喜欢，或者呢，也不是你想要的。注意 be 动词后面的句子，我们称之为叫表语从句。那么表语从句呢，这是由 what 引导的表语从句。Yet, what you ordered is yours, and you have to do your best to eat it. 那么这个 what you ordered, 它因为放在主语的位置上，所以我们称之为叫主语从句。那么这个主语是个句子，所以我们就叫主语从句了。Next one, my friends know what I like to eat. What I like to eat,这个因为是做 know 的宾语，又是一个句子，所以我们说这是一个宾语从句。What you see is what you get. 那么 what you see, 我们说这是主语从句。What you get, 这是 be 动词后面我们称之为叫表语从句。那么我们这几个例句呢，都是由 what 引导的一个名词性从句。注意名词性从句包括表语从句、主语从句、宾语从句，还有一个我们还没有见到过的同位语从句。Activity 2. Look at the sentences below. Check the sentence that is the main idea of each paragraph. 好，我们来看看下面的句子，然后通过我们刚才这个所读的课文的内容呢，来选一选每一个段落的大意。Paragraph 1, 第一段。Which one is right?Different food cultures between China and Western countries. Paragraph 2. The idea of sharing food. Paragraph 3. Food culture in England. Paragraph 4. How food looks and tastes.Activity 3. Match the words and expressions with their meanings, then make sentences with the words and expressions. Rather means more exactly. Separately, not shared. Village inn. A place in the English countryside to eat. Combination. Different things put together. Flavor. How food tastes.Flavor 指的是味道。Going native, changing cultures. Activity 4. Go through the reading and decide if these sentences are true or false. Correct the false sentences. 那么我们来判断正误。In England,You order food to share with another person. That's false, because in England, people don't share their food with somebody else. Number two, in a Chinese restaurant, what you see is what you get. That's true. Number three, in England, ordering the wrong thing is not a problem. That's false. It is a problem.The next one, after eating Chinese food, you might say, I ate. That's false. After eating Chinese food, you might say, we ate. Next one, In England, restaurants often describe food like it's something new.
That's true.
Words and expressions. Read after me, please. Culture. Notice. Difference. Western. Plate. Order. Menu. Combination. Do one's best to do. Rather. Share. Separately. Village. In. Flavor. Go together. Describe. Appearance. Ingredient. Go native. Next, let's read up the tape recording.
Food cultures. My name is Tony. I'm from England, and I teach English in China. A friend from England wrote me recently. She said she had been to a restaurant. I noticed she said, I ate, not we ate. It made me think about differences in food cultures between China and Western countries. In England, your food is brought to you on your own plate. You usually eat it yourself. Ordering the wrong thing can be a problem. For example, something might sound nice on the menu. When it comes to your table, you might find the combination of flavors is wrong, you don't like it, or it isn't what you wanted. Yet what you ordered is yours, and you have to do your best to eat it. Here in China, the question is not, what will I have? It is rather, what will we have? Friends order food to share, not to eat separately. My friends know what I like to eat. If I don't like what they order, it isn't a problem because there are other dishes I can choose from. The meal is not for one, but for many to enjoy. I remember when I took two Chinese friends who had just arrived in England out to eat. We had lunch at a village inn where the food was very good. They wanted to share each dish. If we had been in China, we could have done so. But in England, it isn't polite to eat from each other's plate. Also, different flavors may not go well together. In England, restaurant menus often describe food like it's something new. Sometimes the name and appearance of food is more important than how good it is. In China, it's my feeling that a dish is a dish. It comes just as it is. It is a combination of ingredients cooked in a special way. What you see is what you get. My English friends think that I now prefer the Chinese way of eating. They say that I am going native. Perhaps they are right.
Well, that is for today's unit. See you next time. Goodbye.